Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question comes from Sean. And Sean's question's an interesting one. He says, I hope you're well. He says, you say with your run-walk strategy, you should run for 10 minutes, walk for 1 minute. He wants to know what pace or distance should you be doing in that 10-minute run?
Yeah, look, it depends entirely on your ability and which program you're following. But for the 10-minute, 1 minute, that's generally what I prescribe for the people that are looking to finish between 11 and 12 hours. So then I would say that while you're running, you probably want to be running somewhere between 7:40 and 7:50k-ish. And then your 1 minute walk should bring your kilometer average up to about 7:50, 7:55. And if you do that, particularly now on the up run, if you stayed around that average, you would have very comfortably got yourself into the closing 30Ks, where you could have then upped your pace maybe to about 7:50 per K plus the walk break to about 7:40 per K and had a nice comfortable finish.
Awesome stuff, Sean. I hope that helps. Yeah, and it's each their own. I mean, the pace that I run in my walk breaks and run breaks, I probably walk more than I run, Lindsay, but it's obviously not the same as what like a Caroline Wastman would do. So hope that helps. Thanks for being in touch. Don't forget, you can get your question in as well. All you need to do is head over to AskCoachPerry.com. You can submit your question there as well.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at AskCoachPerry.